Welcome back, Pinball Nerds, to episode 452 of your fifth favorite pinball podcast. My name is Orbital Albert, and on today's episode, I'm very excited to bring you two good pieces of news. Now, one piece of bad news I've got to get out of the way first. Apologies to all the listeners. I said I'd be back early this week with another episode after taking a few days off on the weekend. However, on Saturday afternoon, all of us were on the internet at once, and the modem kaplunked. Several times since then, we've tried reconfiguring it, we've tried turning the fan on high, we've tried resetting it, we've called Bell, and Bell has came to the conclusion, as have we, that the modem is killed. So I don't get a new modem till Saturday, so you won't hear Glenn the Skateboarder do that epic song, because I can't access that through my phone. The good news is, though, that I have a flipper code in Jurassic Park, and I'm just finding out about it. What? Okay, not really, but sort of. I'm going to call him Joel from Just Another Pinball Podcast. Here's my nickname for now, at least until I meet you, or at least until I come up with something better. But instead of Just Another Pinball Podcast, it's Just Another Joel. But it's not, because he's awesome. But anyways, that's all I could do. Just another Joel? Just Joel? I don't know. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. Anyways, Mr. Ray Day, the ray of sunshine that he is, loving him working at Stern now, loving him working on the rules, think he's doing a fantastic job. And also, he listens to the show. One reason I know is because he said he listens to every pinball podcast, and I'm kind of sort of one of them. So, but he was just on Just Another Pinball Podcast with Joel, and he said that if you type AAA into Jurassic Park, it says A. Well, we all know that A, E-H, is like A, 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 A. You know, it's a Canadian thing. You can say it 10 different ways. It's got 500 different meanings. It's very Canadian, eh? And I didn't even know that I said it. We use it as a filler word. I didn't even think I said it. And then I met Americans. They're like, holy shats. Orby won't stop saying A. Left, right, center. A, 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 everywhere. The crazy part is my name is also A, 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 everywhere. It's Albert Adrian Agar, right? Triple A. So when you put my initials, A, 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 into Jurassic Park, there's a flipper code that says A. Like a Canadian. Now, some of you will think this is just by chance. Yeah, probably. However, I like to think that just maybe Keith Ellen was thinking of me when he programmed that. And if he didn't program that, whoever programmed it was thinking of me. Probably not. Anyway, someday I'd really like a real flipper code. So Ray Day, since you listen to every pinball podcast, that means you have to listen to mine. Can you just make a really overcomplicated, super nerdy or Dwight, I don't know. I don't think Dwight listens to me. He's never messaged me that he listens. But Dwight, if you're out there listening, I want a super complicated, I want the hardest flipper code ever. Like, you have to spell out my name in left to rights or Morse code or something crazy. Like, something so hard that no one can get. I don't know. Anyways, I'm asking for too much now. I'm asking for too much. I'm never going to get a flipper code, let's be honest. Maybe home pin. I'm hoping for the home pin. I want the zombie COVID-19 apocalypse, code on that machine. Anyways, I haven't been able to podcast at all. I haven't been able to go on the internet. A lot of people have messaged me. I have been able to go on the internet. I can go onto Facebook for like 30 seconds this morning. I had two bars before it went down to one bar and I couldn't see any pictures again. I was able to get on Messenger Lite and try to respond to a few people. I apologize for someone who messaged me. I didn't get back for a while. But the other good news on a non-personal note, well, kind of personal because it's only about 2 hours from here. The largest arcade in all Canada is opening this weekend down in at Dartmouth Crossing, which is a mall. Kind of like, I think it has an IKEA. Actually, I think the Playdium is under the IKEA, I remember reading. The IKEA is massive. So, you know, Playdium has a lot of room there. Playdium, for those of you outside of Canada who don't know, Playdium's a company that's originally, I believe they were from Mississauga, just outside of Toronto. And their flagship Playdium there in Mississauga is like 40,000 square feet. Now, it unfortunately, due to COVID and due to lockdown, is closed. So when I'm saying the largest arcade in Canada is opening, I mean the largest arcade to be open right now, because Playdium's new offering just outside of Halifax in Dartmouth, is going to be 30,000 feet approximately. So that means it's 3/4 the size of the largest arcade in all of Canada. Now, to be fair, there might be some other redemption type places either in Vancouver, Montreal that were ungoogleable. Most of those places are not, like, even Playdium itself is primarily redemption, I'm going to be honest with you. But my hopes is there's some really fun Raw Thrills machines in there. There is some redemption machines I like to play, like, you know, where you pull the lever and it spins around. Is it the ducks or something? I don't know. I win that thing a little bit, but mostly I go to arcades to play pinball. And I was a little disappointed in the only pictures I could find of the new Playdium. I didn't see even one pinball machine. Fingers crossed though, Playdium, if anyone there is listening, I tried to look for a Facebook page or some way to contact you guys and ask. But hopefully, if someone who listens to this show from Halifax, if you are able to safely get down there and take a look around, let me know, or take a picture even better yet and send it to me. Let me know if there is any pinball machines, and what pinball machines are at the new Playdium, because it's pretty cool. That just is another reason for all my friends out there in Ontario to come visit, to come enjoy, to come check out, to come visit the East Coast, is if, you know, being on the ocean and it being quaint and well, me being here, is if all of those things weren't enough. Now we have now, to be fair, even if there's like 10 pinball machines at Playdium, I probably won't enjoy Playdium as much as going to Propeller Brewing. The arcade in the basement of Propeller Brewing is epic. Not only do they have trading cards, last time I was there, they had trading cards for sale all along the front, which is pretty cool, but they also have some of the best craft beer on the entire East Coast of Canada. I don't know if I would say necessarily all their sours are better than the Tatamagouche Brewing Company, because, yeah, I mean, those are phenomenal. Those are some of the best in Canada, other than maybe by Collective Arts or Nickelbrook. But, you know, Sawdust City. Coming in the top five in Canada out of craft breweries is nothing to sneeze at, fellas. And the Rad Collection of arcade machines mixed with pinball, it's almost my perfect mix. In a perfect world, all arcades are 50% pinball, 50% other cool, typically non-redemption, retro-style machines, right? So I'm talking ice cold beer. Everybody loves that machine. I do understand it might be being remade, which would be awesome. Anyways, I want to bring you pinball nerds those two little tidbits. I wanted to get this podcast out a couple days ago. I do not know how long on my one or two bars that I'm getting here it will take this to upload, but probably very long. So I'm going to end the podcast now. Guys, I should be getting my new modem as early as Friday afternoon, which is tomorrow afternoon, but possibly they said it could be 3 business days, which would mean that I would not be getting it. Because there was a big snowstorm here. We assumed, like, that there was going to be no way that we could have, well, we had family day on Monday, and then on Tuesday, we had a big giant snowstorm came through. And to all the listeners that are dealing with that snowstorm, oh my God, there's probably a good chunk of, like, 70% of my listeners are Americans, and a good chunk of them live in the South there. And, like, I know here we got hit with, like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 inches of snow, and, like, it wasn't the snow so much as the freezing ice pellets afterwards that a lot of people lost hydro. And the thing is, we're prepared for it here. I have 4 different ways to heat my house. In case one goes down, I have another one. They don't have that. And I did watch the news last night, the quick news from the US. And just my heart goes out to so many people trying to get warm there and they don't have hydro. And it's just a unique situation for them. Obviously, people in Texas aren't used to, like, the power grid is not used to that much of whatever happened. So just my heart goes out to everyone there. Stay safe. Help out a neighbor, a family member, or friend. Reach out to someone else if you can and help them out. Because not only is COVID here, we're dealing with, you know, hope. And now for many of us here in Canada and across the world, we are seeing numbers dip down, which is really good news for the future. And I know we're almost at 3% vaccinated, which is good news, of course. That's just going to hopefully double month over month. And I still do think that by midsummer, if not midsummer, smaller to mid-sized tournaments and shows start up, and then probably by early next year, I would really like to say the first big show honestly might be in Disc next year. And I'm hoping it's Expo. I'm hoping Expo can go off at least, maybe not full, like full, it might be half. Honestly, it might be half online, half Zoom meetings, and partially like in person. It might have to be that way for the first year back, but I think Indisc will be full and normal. Until next time, pinball nerds, remember to eat, sleep, and breathe pinball.